The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders, and we have Jennifer Barrett, the Director of Ready Schools, and also STEAM Coach Mariah Bruce and Ready Schools Coach Megan Scott. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. I welcome all of you to Super Chat. So, Jerry, let me begin by asking if you could provide our listeners a summary of important upcoming dates and events.
Yes, I would love to be able to share some of that valuable information with our stakeholders. I want to begin with, and it's construction-related, Gary, but mid-October, so here in just a couple weeks, there is a portion that I want our school community, a portion of our traffic pattern that's going to change because of our construction here by the high school. Behind the high school, we are building a new facility. It's the Student Activity Center. There's already a construction site there, but they're going to have to, for a temporary period of time, expand the construction site. So this is the area for our listeners that is on the northwest corner of the high school between the high school and the football field where the traffic goes up towards West Edgewood Drive. That portion will be closed starting in mid-October for about a month. Then they'll open it back up mid-November. So the traffic for West Edgewood Drive will go through the new parking lot that's been built as it's by the practice football field. We're going to start trying to communicate that to our school community. That'll start mid-October. But it's amazing. This school year is just flying by. I'm actually sharing with you that, you know, the first 9 weeks will be over on October 11th. So that's an important period of the school year to get the first 9 weeks out of the way. And so that'll be October 11th. Then we'll be on fall break vacation from October 14th. So there'll be no school that week. And then November 5th is another important day. It's not only election day, but it'll be our first flex day. So a flex day, only teachers come to school. There'll be no school for students. It's not e-learning. It's just no school for students. And on November 5th, we'll be doing a combination of professional development activities and also parent-teacher conferences. And then Thanksgiving break will be November 27th through the 28th. I would just encourage our school community to pay attention to our website and the newsletters that the schools send out and get those dates on your calendar. And I also want to put a little plug in for some of our extracurricular activities, sporting events, bands, getting some of those dates and events on our calendars so we could come out and support our students. Our students feed into that. It really gives them a lot of confidence when we have a big crowd there. So a lot, as usual, happening on the Edgewood campus, and I just wanted to share that important information this morning.
Yeah, of course. There's always a full lineup and calendar of things going on at RVB. There's no question about that. Very good information. I appreciate that, Jerry. So, Jennifer, let me ask you, I was hoping you would be able to give your stakeholders, our listeners, an update report on your Ready Schools initiative. What can you tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we think about Ready Schools, we're really thinking about how are we preparing students for that next level after high school? And it sounds so silly to say that we start that all the way back in kindergarten, but we do, and we're intentional about that design from K through 12. We have been busy here even in the first few weeks of school, picking right up where we left off last year, just continuing to work with those K through 8 classrooms and teachers, making sure that our graduate profile is being built into those units and those lesson plans so that we're intentional about those soft skills, those career readiness skills. Such as collaboration, perseverance, communication are all a piece that we are intentionally teaching all the way down into our elementary buildings. In addition to that, this year we redesigned some of our junior high electives to build right into what we're doing with our career pathways at the high school. We're up now to 16 career pathways. Which sounds like a lot. Like, how in the world do kids narrow down exactly what they want to do? And the beauty of it is that it gives them a lot of options. So if they're a freshman coming into a principals of biomedical class and realize that biomedical is not the career pathway for them down the road, their sophomore year, they can switch into something else like marketing or broadcasting, computer science, engineering, something with hospitality or nutrition. And so really what we're looking at here at Edgewood is how are we thinking about students in those three buckets in terms of enrollment, employment, and enlistment, and making sure that along the way, we are giving them those opportunities early to make sure that they have those credentials in place for whatever that next step looks like for them. So we are hard at work. We just hired a new career coach at the high school to focus in on this area and be able to provide support to students at an individual and small group level. Those kids who may not have an idea what they want to do, or they just don't know what that path looks like for them to be able to get there. So we are continuing to just build that team out and build the structure out to make sure that none of our kids fall between those cracks. And in addition to that, maybe that we're able to pull some additional students in who are looking for that type of structure for them to be able to meet their goals when they turn 18 or 19 years old.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing I would suggest, just as an outsider looking in, I would encourage students, you've got these 16 pathways, talk about it with your family, your friends, your counselors, and start to explore early because then you discover what you may very well end up liking the most. So this is an excellent report. I appreciate your information, Jennifer. You know, it's always good to keep the families informed of what all is being offered at RBB. Well, Mariah, for the benefit of our listening parents, give me an overview of your focus on high reliability schools, which benefits students without question.
When I think about high reliability schools, or HRS, it's a framework in which there is a path to continuous school improvement. So first, we build a safe environment, a supportive and collaborative culture. Second, we ensure effective teaching in every classroom. And third, we design a guaranteed and viable curriculum, which lays the foundation for academic success. When I think about what's important to parents and to the students, is that I would always want my child to attend a high reliability school because the framework that RBB has put together, again, this is for all five of our K-12 schools, is we will achieve success for all students as well as equitable outcomes. So when I talk about equitable outcomes, that framework helps our schools balance and share responsibility to make sure that the decisions that we make meet the needs of all students. And then when we talk about academic success or success for students, that framework provides our teachers with the tools that we need to ensure that the students have success. So we look closely at our strategies to help reduce the gaps that our learners need to be able to then be successful when they go to their next grade level. I feel like also, too, you know, HRS is research-based. So we have, you know, over 40 years of research that uses data to help teachers identify and respond to the needs of our students. And that's something that we all need in our schools.
I mean, it's not random. HRS is supported by the background data, which, as you pointed out, goes back decades. So this is wonderful.
Yes.
Excellent information, Mariah. So, Megan, you are an instructional Ready Schools coach. Describe for me and our listeners the role you play in this position.
Yeah, so our role as instructional coaches fits right along with what we are doing within our high reliability schools framework. So when we talk about things like our level one with our safe, supportive, and collaborative culture, that collaboration that we are working alongside teachers as they work towards setting and achieving their instructional and their curricular goals. And then that feeds right into then level two and level three with effective teaching in every classroom and that guaranteed and viable curriculum. We are working to help our teachers both self-reflect on where are the areas that they are looking to grow their instruction, helping walk alongside them with that, as well as how they can both broaden and deepen their curricular objectives. So whether that's through career readiness goals or community connections or interdisciplinary connections, we are helping them alongside that journey and helping with being in the classroom, teaching alongside them, helping with observations in a non-evaluative way. So that really helps our teachers hopefully have someone that is kind of a partner with them throughout this journey as we're setting their personal goals and then our goals as a district.
Mm-hmm. I would assume that you would agree that the framework within which you are working, it has a focus, a real focus on STEM and STEAM at its very core in your educational process today, correct?
Yes. So absolutely. That is something that we have had as a district-wide goal and something that we've heard from a lot of our community partners and regional employers that this is an area that is an area of need for our students and for our community. And we know that it also helps prepare our students to be problem solvers, to be innovative thinkers. And all of those instructional goals are still present throughout how we are approaching curriculum design for our students. So we want to make sure that our kids see themselves as capable problem solvers and agents of change in their community, and that they are ready for whatever career pathway that they choose that is going to fit with their individual goals as well.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's excellent. Well, I have to say, this has been a good conversation today, and I do appreciate each of your contributions to the discussion. Good job, everyone. And I want to thank you all for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.